Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, Josh, how fun was it for you out there today?
After that first quarter, it was really fun. Obviously, want to start better. Boneheaded decision down there. I got fooled in the protection. Slid it the wrong way. And didn't give ourselves a chance down there, but I'm glad of how our defense responded. They only let up three there. Obviously, would love to convert on fourth down. I thought we made some plays tonight. I feel like I missed a few throws too that I don't normally miss, and something that we can improve on for sure.
Josh, at what point today did you kind of realize this was going to be a day when you were going to have to score a lot of points to win?
I think at the end of the first quarter, just the way things were going, just knowing that we were going to have to put our hard hats on and go to work. And, I thought we made some plays today.
Can you take us through that Shavers touchdown?
Yeah. We checked out into a zone concept. They ran zone. And I should have probably thrown it to the back or Gabe. I went 1-2, and they were both open. And should have thrown it, but I didn't. And then Shaves did a fantastic job of just turning up the sideline and making a heck of a catch.
Josh, how do you handle a game like this when it's so many momentum swings and, just how does that really fuse the competitive edge?
Yeah, I think early on I was just probably riding the wave a little too much and just taking it one play at a time, understanding what Joe's calling and, again, just trying to execute the play being called.
It feels like there is still chemistry with Gabe, obviously
yeah.
He's been gone for a while. Is that always there? Did you have to work on that?
No, we were with each other for a long time. I feel bad. I threw that little one-step slant really, really freaking hard in the end zone. Could have given him a better chance to score a touchdown there. But, we'll keep working on it.
Josh, there's been so much made in the last few weeks of the passing game, some of the struggles. To have this kind of performance today from the group as a whole, can this be a springboard moving forward for the rest of the year?
I think so. We just got to do a good job of, again, not riding the wave. Trying to stay as level as possible, not getting too high, not getting too low. Starting off 4-0 and we're the best team in the world. We lose two in a row when we're the worst team in the world. And it's like, we don't want to ride that. We just want to stay here, stay consistent, continue to work hard, put together game plans and go out there and execute on game days.
Josh, can you talk about that last possession, 7 minutes to go in the fourth quarter? You guys closed that out with a good
touchdown. Yeah, really big drive. Proud of how our guys handled that in the run game and the pass game. We made some plays, and Joe called a heck of a game there.
Hey, Josh, what did you make of the decision to not have Keon in the lineup today?
I don't make those decisions. We love to have him out there. The way that rosters work is how it works sometimes.
Hey, Josh, as a leader on the team, obviously, what do you say to Keon in a situation like this where he's not up?
Yeah, just continue to keep working hard, and take control what he can control.
Josh, it seems like every time we come up here, it's like a record you're breaking. It's like we broke two today, three rushing, three passing. I mean, obviously, it seems like you was having a lot of fun out here, but three for three multiple times, could you talk about that?
Yeah, similar situation last year. Joe kind of called it. you know, again, just finding a way to score down there, and had some quarterback runs up, which obviously helps. But again, guys make plays. Shaves made a heck of a play. Ty Johnson down the sideline just outrunning people. And then Jimbo making a heck of a catch for that touchdown there too. So it takes everybody.
Obviously, Tyrell making those plays helps you guys on the football field significantly. But just as somebody who's known him for a while, how cool is it to see somebody get this opportunity and make the most of it?
It's so freaking cool. The guy just continues to work extremely hard. He's never once complained. You know, working from practice squad to now making legit plays in the NFL. And then you turn around after he scores a touchdown, he's on kickoff. You know, he's on punt return. He's doing all these things. You know, and it's fun to watch. It's inspiring. And the opportunity for doing, or what does Joe say? He says the opportunity or reward for doing is the opportunity to do more. And I think that's what he's earned over this course of the season and his career.
I feel like they were kind of backing off the blitz for a good chunk. I mean, early on they were coming after you, but it seemed like they didn't do that much. Maybe the last three quarters. Did you get a feel of that or something?
Yeah, I think early on just wasn't trusting what I was seeing. I was chasing some things and then got into a rhythm and felt like I was seeing what they were doing, getting the ball out a little bit quicker and putting it into some space, and guys were making some plays. And I think that when you bring a lot of different blitzes from all over the field, like you don't need to attack downfield as much as you'd think, as you saw with Ty Johnson. You know, it's a swing route that he takes 50 yards, you know, but that's the opportunity you have when teams blitz like that. So all we're trying to do is get them out of doing that.
Josh, you mentioned kickoffs. How important were the returns of Ray Davis, Mecole Hardman today? What does that do for your offense when you're almost flipping the field?
It's such a spark. I'm proud of how they returned today. And, you know, that's huge for an offense to win the field position like that. And, again, I think, as we talked about, it's a three-phase game. And I think we won all three phases today. If you know, take away really the first – two possessions on offense, but you know, proud of how our guys played today.
You mentioned the long one to tie that he took. How big was that? And then was that maybe there on that fourth down that he went to Dawson and that was intercepted as well?
I mean, potentially. I'll have to watch the film to get there. They were playing man. You know, I was working across the board there. One of our guys slipped, so we lost probably the winner there, and was just trying to make a play.
But the touchdown to tie, just what kind of a spark did that give for
the offense? Oh, right before half, we call that double dipping. Now we got to do a better job coming out of half and executing. But scoring points there, and after all the turmoil that we were feeling in that game to go into halftime with the lead, made us feel really good.
I know you mentioned not riding the roller coaster, but I would imagine a game like this with the success your offense has can lead to something, right? Is this something that can be built off of?
Yes, if you use it the right way. Again, we got a game Thursday night, so it's a completely different team that we're facing, completely different defense. Not sure what game plan is going to look like, but we got to start fast, really wipe this one, and start tomorrow on getting to Houston.
Josh, what was your reaction on Deion getting the key to the city?
That was awesome. I'm happy for him. Great ambassador for what Buffalo stands for. I guess.
Thank you.
So, feel like you never
left, Gabe? Yeah, man. Felt pretty good being out there for the first time and just heard everything clearly in the huddle and just felt right, so definitely feels good to be back.
What was it like just putting the uniform back out there, just putting the uniform on and running back out there? What was that like for you?
No, it felt like it was meant to be. You know, I'm happy to be back here and, you know, this is my most comfortable I've been, you know, playing. And I'm just glad that I got that Bills jersey on again. It was fun. The guys were, every single time I touched the ball, the guys were celebrating. So it was funny. But it was good. It was good.
Making those big plays. I mean, you made a key one to start off the first scoring drive with the slant, and then you got that big play with the deep dig late in the second half. Just kind of talk about your availability on those plays.
Yeah. I mean, on the fourth down, I had a feeling that he was coming to me. I knew that was a big play for us this week, and just got to be a big body guy and go win on the slant. And I feel like I did a good job on that. And then the end cut, you know, that ball's, you know, not thrown that much, but it just was wide open from the start. So I knew I was going to be able to make that play as long as he was able to get his eyes down there, and he was able to. And, you know, just happy I was the one to be able to make those plays when we needed it.
Hey, Gabe, this has been a passing game that hasn't gone down the field really effectively this year. Today, obviously, that was different. What do you think
was different? Was Tampa Bay doing something that was opening that up? What did you see?
I mean, I feel like typically Tampa plays with pretty low safeties. So there's some more deep opportunities than normal. But obviously we had some today with Shavers down the field on the 43-yarder. Josh scramble ability to make some throws down the field. So, but I think it's a week-by-week thing. There could be some more opportunities next week or not. So we'll just take it week-by-week and see how it goes.
A lot of momentum swings in this game, but what really goes into finding that success that you really need when the game is on the line?
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, you're as a team, you're put to the test in those situations, and you want to be able to come out on top, and that's what we're able to do. So when you do have those swings in the game, you know, you just got to stay level-headed and keep going. And I feel like once your team shows that they can do that consistently, you know, you're a hard team to beat. A lot of other teams could lay down in those situations, but we just kept believing, kept pushing, and came out with the win.
Gabe, what was your mindset for the last year? You returned about 1 year after your torn meniscus, so what was that journey like recovering and getting back out there on the football?
Yeah. Well, I had a torn PCL and meniscus. Okay. So I had a reconstruction on my PCL and meniscus. And I just knew once I got released from Jacksonville that just the situation that I'm going to be in coming back, you know, mid to late season, I'm already very familiar with Bill's offense and what we do here and how the whole program is ran. So I knew this would be a great opportunity for me to come back. I'm just kind of, whenever my number's called, that's when I go out there, kind of a deal. Not really thinking for too much or anything, just, you know, I'm here and I'm available, so whenever you need me, I'm here.
What's all the faces here are, you know, the same that you've seen since your time here, but there's some new guys too, Curtis, mm-hmm. Josh Palmer, you know, Elijah Moore. Just what do you notice about maybe the way this offense is different or more versatile this time around as opposed to, you know, the last time you were here?
Yeah, no, we have a lot of great guys in the room, and we have guys that can kind of do it all. In fact, they can. A lot of the guys in our room can run any route in the route tree, and just to be able to, you know, when Joe Brady says everybody eats, I think that that is wise because we have so much versatility in that room with those guys being having the specific skill sets that they have, and I'm just, you know, happy to be a part of it.
Okay, good to get a win. Hard to win in the NFL. We knew it was going to be tough. It's a good team. Good quarterback, good defense, so on and so forth. So really proud of the way the guys worked this week, how they stayed together in the game, even though it didn't always go our way. The game's going to ebb and flow as it did, and I thought the staff made some good adjustments, and we came out on top. So all three phases contributed, which is good to see as well, and we get ourselves ready for Thursday night. Time's yours.
Hey, Sean, the decision to make Keon a healthy scratch today, what went into that?
I think it's been out there. I believe Joe was late for a team meeting, so that was my decision.
How frustrating is that when this has occurred more than once, and you've already tried to send that message to, you know, how important it is to be on time and to be in those meetings?
Yeah, it is disappointing, but I still believe in the young man, and we get to a certain point, and I've got to do something. I try and give the guys a strike approach. Hey, you get a chance to show that your teammates that's not really who you are, and then when it happens again, then I step in. So I believe he will learn from it. He takes it seriously, and he will move forward in a way of growing from this, and that's the whole goal.
Sean, you got Gabe in the game. You got Shavers more opportunities. What about what they contribute?
Yeah, good to see. Really good to see. And, I mean, Shaves, you know his journey. I believe it was one of the touchdowns in the first half. Shaves made a huge block down, I believe it was their sideline. It may have been on a screen play, actually. And that's a great team player, right? And the way he subscribes to that, the effort he gives, run game, pass game, screen game, that's important for us. And then to get Gabe, I mean, Gabe's been on this journey. I don't think people know how hard he's had to work to get himself back. And I have a lot of respect for him, and he loves playing football. He's a football player at heart, and just the energy he brings to us. You know, Josh has a good rapport with him, obviously built up over the years, so it's good to have him here.
John, with the short week, just one more Keon question. With how well the offense played today, would you see him sitting out Houston too?
I don't want to go there. It's too early right now for that. It's one day at a time, one week at a time, and we go from there. So let's start by him learning from this, and we get on the same page, and then we move forward, and then we can talk about who's up for the game and who isn't.
Who got to play today because of that?
Well, I believe you saw who was out there, right? You had the normal crew, you had Joshua, Khalil, Gabe.
But there was Chase, such a mix, and guys coming in,
Nicole
in and
played.
Out, that I wasn't sure like who would have.
It happened later in the week. So there was I thought Joe on the offensive staff and the players did a really good job of most of the game plans are already in with players playing in certain spots. So their adaptability was very impressive, as well as Joe's as well. So
talk about winning in all three phases of the game. What did you think of the return game today? Ray Davis not so involved in the offense, but some massive returns, yeah. And obviously Harden making a great first return.
Yeah, explosive. Really explosive. Very impressed. That was the vision. Great signing by Brandon and his staff. And, you felt it, right? Very first one, it's like he was shot out of a cannon. And we'll see how he's doing and see where that takes us over the next couple of days and weeks here. So, but Ray Davis stepped in and certainly did his part, which I really appreciate. Being a good team player, and you see Ty getting involved on the offensive side, Ray getting involved on special teams, James catching the ball out of the backfield. That was really good game plan by Joe and the offensive staff.
Sean, what does the emphatic bounce back from what happened last Sunday say to you about this team?
Yeah, they're learning how important it is to get themselves ready to go every week. We knew this was going to be a tough game. I mean, Baker is a heck of a quarterback. Ty does a heck of a job coaching his team, talented football team. And, I think I said earlier in the week, they took a 19-play drive against an opponent early in the year to kind of knock them out. So there's a very resilient team. But this showed some toughness, which I like. We got to be tough if you want to win, and you want to win down the stretch. You got to have an element of toughness about you. And I saw some toughness from our team today that I loved.
Sean, it feels like in these games there's usually like a turning point or like a pivotal moment, and Cole made that play today. What have you seen in his development the last couple of weeks? Because these seem to be reoccurring at this point.
Yeah,
now.
Just he's playing super confidently, flying around. He understands, where he's supposed to be, when he's supposed to be there. And again, you're talking about a player in his second year, middle of his second year, just, or somewhere thereabouts or beyond that. I mean, it's how a player develops. You want them to be great coming out of the box, but, it just takes time sometimes for these guys. And that's why we coach. Our coaching staff, our defensive coaching staff, led by Joe Dana in this case, has done a phenomenal job with Cole. And Cole's a student of the game. He works at it. He learns. He grows. No different than all of us, right? So nobody's perfect, but you want to continue to work and grow and learn from situations and experiences.
Bishop has that experience of Poyer next to him now, yep. But when you lose – Hamlin and Rapp, where are you in terms of where his development of as a coach thinking, all right, how's he going to handle being the man now?
Cole?
Yes.
Is he the man?
No, I'm like he seems to have found another gear at a time when you needed him to find it. He just, I'm sure it's not coincidence, it's all the work that leads up to it, but that he found that gear at a time when he needed to find that.
Right, no, and Tim, you see like when I get a chance to see different times that people can come in, and he's one of the first ones in there and one of the last to leave every day. So he invests time, and usually, it may not happen right away, you see the fruits of your labor, one. And then two is, when you're working side by side with Jordan Poyer every day, I mean, that is impactful, right? From a routine standpoint, habits, how the game's supposed to be played on early downs. I mean, there's just so much experience in Jordan. Jordan, I think, was one of the top tacklers we had tonight. So, today. So, I really appreciate that about Jordan, too, because the way he's impacted some of these young players.
The stops you got on defense in the fourth quarter to close out that game, did it really start with starting to win more at the line of scrimmage?
Yep. Yeah, first half, the run game was not good enough. Second half, we did a better job winning first down, some of those first down runs, getting them into some second and seven plus situations, and then it was winning third down after that. Baker made a couple scramble plays again, but we changed some things up again. So I'm really, really happy with how both sides adjusted staff-wise. Offensively, I think we were averaging, 3.8 on first down. We end up with seven yards on first downs. And then defensively, they were averaging seven, and they ended up with 4.6. So obviously something changed, which credit the staff and the players for that.
Sean, what did you see in T.J. Sanders that gave you some confidence to play him some at edge, too?
Yeah. Well, again, it's you're coming back, and we're trying to figure out where players are needed the most, and a player that has maybe a skill set that could go outside. So, you know, we carried, we carried nine into the game, which is about what we normally usually, it's five and four, five outside, four inside. So we felt like, you know, with Landon's injury last week, we needed to find a player that could do both in terms of getting us out of a jam. And then TJ ended up taking some kind of normal reps there. Our D-line coaches did a good job getting him ready, and credit to him too. He came in and was like, hey, whatever you want me to do, I'll do. And so that doesn't happen a lot, especially for a player who's so young.
You were already asked this downfield passing today. What, I don't know, I missed the first few minutes. Yeah. If you didn't answer that, what opened it up all of a sudden today?
If it was one thing, I'd tell you right now, Sal, I'm going to use the coach cliche of I got to look at the film. But again, it's the ball finds those that work hard, and when your quarterback can get into a rhythm. And so it's, you know, the old line, I thought, did a really good job of giving Josh time. And so he had some time to maneuver and operate back there. And Josh stayed pretty patient back there as well. So there's not one thing I could say to you right now.
Coach, in a game like this where so many momentum swings, right, how fun is it for you as a coach when, you know, really boils down to that competitive edge?
it's fun to compete. It is. It's fun to compete. That's part of the reason why we do this at times, you know. But my heart could use something a little bit a different type of game. But, this win right here, as they are all hard to come by, this win right here showed me how tough we are. And there's a lot to be said for a tough football team. So we'll take them one at a time.
Sean, when you mentioned the run defense in the first half,
yeah,
just was there anything Tampa Bay was doing or anything that you guys could work on there just for it to be more like it was in the second half?
Well, sometimes things are happening and unscripted looks, right, that we may have not have seen. And so in the second half, once we put our eyes on things and, hey, this is what's actually happening, then the game can slow down for the players when we can communicate that to the players. And the players did a phenomenal job in the second half. I mean, Bobby Babbage, you know, Ryan Nielsen, the D-line coaches together, the whole defensive staff really came together and were really on top of what we felt like they were trying to do to us in the first half. And sometimes in the second half, people will repeat. They will repeat those successful runs, and now the second time around, we were able to stop them. So it was good to see it in a much needed adjustment.
Coach, going to talk about your back end, Cam Lewis. That pass breakup that he had is really not getting talked about. That was a big play there. Just how impressed are you about your back end today, their performance?
Well, all together. I mean, just their resilient group. The run game was getting us. I mean, 136 in the first half, end up with 202. But that, I think that was the difference in the game. Catherine made the point of the run game, and when you have a good receiving core like they do, it's, you know, you don't want to have to commit eight in the box to stopping the run because it leaves you exposed outside. In this case, we had to do it, so that meant the back seven was going to have to make plays in one-on-one situations, and they did. And made some important stops on third down in particular, like you said.
Sean, your 100th NFL win, what does that mean to you, and what have you learned over the course of your career that's gotten you up to this 100 win?
Yeah, very grateful, number one. Glory to God, all of his blessings. This is a team honor. It really is. Brian and myself being here for the time that we've been here, his staff, my staff, collectively as an organization, very grateful for it. It never is about one person. Like any win, it's about the team. So We learn, we grow, we move forward, and we're grateful for the opportunity.
Sean, during the week, Tim was asking about Baker, not only the way he physically plays the game, but just kind of the emotional.
Yeah.
9 lead changes in this game, you get Josh and Baker kind of going back and forth. Any surprise that that's the way this
guy No. went? Well, you know, when my heart started racing, I'm just glad it didn't end up in a bad situation, but I'm thinking, why is my heart racing? This is what you've been talking to the team about all week, right? And so why am I surprised? But that's good NFL football, and that's high-level competition, and that's what we do it for. That's the rush. That's the – I mean, Jim Johnson years ago, defensive coordinator in Philadelphia that I learned under, we'd be sitting there before a game, and, you know, as coaches, you're sitting there and you can't play anymore, but you're still – you get kind of, you know, the anxiety or whatever. You just kind of get that feeling before a game. And you know, at the time I was younger, and Jim would say, hey, you know, I can't believe I still do this, because it's this feeling before the game, and you're like, why do I do this to myself? But then once you get out there, you know, for all you guys have competed, right? You're on the platform, and it's like, this is what we do, right? It's this, I don't know, adrenaline or what it is, but it's high level of competition. Two great quarterbacks, two great teams, and you know, it's. But yeah, why do we do what we? Why do we do that to ourselves? I don't know, but sure makes it a lot more enjoyable when you can get a win out of it.
Sean, given that, what you just described and what you said about learning about this team, learning about itself, toughness, importance, you've got a short week now, you're ready for a whole different deal. So how does that work into the plan of where you're literally going to start the prep in minutes?
Yeah, I'm going back over there and try and say hello to my family, and then either put my kids to bed and come back, or just stay here to start the next game. So life in the NFL doesn't slow down for anyone. So we'll get back at it after it here in a couple minutes.
We've seen big games from Josh over the years, but they typically haven't come following a rough start. So just how impressive was it to see him battle back after, you know, a couple bad plays,
yeah,
and then he really turned it on
to find that next game? Yeah, I mean, you guys know Josh. He's hard to stop. And you know, we all know how last week went, and you know, probably a better question for him. But the Josh that I know is he will not be denied. That's the type of competitor, type of person, type of teammate that he is. So, and it wasn't just Josh. All 11 guys on offense, and then guys that were rolling in there, thought did a phenomenal job. Joe and the offensive staff, same thing. So this is a good team win right here. But we got to learn from it and continue to move and grow as we move forward here. All right, thank you guys.
Appreciate it. Old Bishop will still come in here at some point. Old Bishop, right here.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Talk us through the interception. Just what happened?
Yeah, for you? Really was just able to be in the right spot at the right time. Was in man coverage. Got a little picked, actually. Me and Taryn got tied up a little bit. I haven't seen the clip yet, so I'm not sure how tied up we were. But we were running into each other a little bit, and I was able to just make a play on the ball.
Outside of just the play itself and today, how do you feel about your game? How you've been, you know, stringing together all these big plays lately and just reaching this part of the season?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people say, you know, takeaways come in bunches, so you know, just keep trying to make a play on the ball when it's around me. Obviously, there's still things to clean up after today, but I feel good.
Well, can you pull the mic closer? What is really clicking for you? Because it seems like
coming off that bye week, you've just been on a tear. I don't know, you know, how helpful Jordan Poirier has been. You know, you've been out there playing, learning, you know, on the fly with that guy. But you've been making plays these past 3 weeks. So is it slowing down for you? Are you grasping things a little
bit? Yeah, for sure. I mean, I definitely feel good out there. I feel confident, feeling more comfortable. I mean, I think a lot of it has to do with playing games. The more games you play, I think you build more confidence, feel better. Game slows down a little bit. Poirier's been awesome, like you mentioned. But kind of like I mentioned, people say they come in bunches, so being able to just keep making the play when the opportunity shows.
What did you make of what the defense did today? Just, you know, back and forth game,
yeah.
Able to still close it out?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of resilience. Obviously, there's still things to clean up. We'd love for it to not have to be as close of a game if we can get more stops, but we were able to get stops when we needed to, and feel good about it.
Ray Williams says you're playing like hot fish grease.
Interesting.
Okay, interesting. Does that feel like it's representative of your play?
I don't know if I've heard that saying. I think I heard somebody say that earlier, and I wasn't exactly sure what they were saying, but kind of back to what I was saying, they come in bunches, so being able to just keep trying to maximize my opportunities.
Now, I mean, you had a great game plan today. I mean, holding, you know, Buka to his usual. What went into that game plan, and how you guys were effective to keep him contained?
Yeah, obviously, they got a lot of injuries and everything, so he's one of their top guys. So being able to kind of dial in on him was one of our focuses. I know they had a lot of rushing yards, so obviously that's something that we're going to have to keep working on, but being able to limit him was good.
And just going to talk about you witnessing Josh Allen scoring 6 touchdowns in one game.
I feel like I didn't necessarily know. Like, obviously, you see him doing it, but you don't necessarily know it's 6. And then I heard somebody say in the locker room, and I was like, geez, that's crazy. I mean, it's awesome to watch.
Not the first time you did it.
Yeah. Anything else? Thank you, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.